Hi, this is a dictation for Charles Sabra, CHARLES SABRA. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation. Today's date is 8/6/2025. Date of birth is 10/16/1962. Date of accident is 2/20/2025. The patient reports various symptoms related to allegedly to the automobile accident of 2/20/2025, where he was traveling as a passenger, non-restrained, in a lift car in the third row seat on the left. The car was rear-ended at a intersection light, leading to all these symptoms. Currently, the patient has pain in the neck and the lower back to the tune of 9, pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 10, and ability to lift the shoulder is 180 degrees with some pain at the end. Some pain in the left chest is reported. The lower back pain does shoot down to the buttock on the left side with some part of the upper thigh and also on the lateral part. Pain in the both the knees is reported. The patient is a homeless and he has a urine burning and pain in the left hip is quite sharp, painful. Pain level is 10, ADLs are 10. Patient reports 80% relief in the pain with the current treatment protocol. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues. Substance abuse. And a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 158/97, pulse 70, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam remains the same from previous visit, dated. July 11, 2025, dictation number 0919-012. Please do the general review, musculoskeletal. Extremities examination, where left shoulder has the following findings. Right now, patient has no pain going all the way to 150 degrees, after which he has some pain. Other than that, range of motions are normal. And patient is reporting pain in both the knees. The physical examination is completely normal. There is no swelling, fracture, dislocation, no damage to the collateral ligaments, either side. And McMurray Steinman sign is negative both sides. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative both sides. Patellar apprehension test is negative. No valgus varus abnormality is noticed. No leg length discrepancy is noticed. Hip joint is also completely normal on the left side. On inspection, palpation, no tenderness is noticed. Completely normal range of motions. And Ellie test, Thomas test, log roll are negative. Upper extremity is completely normal with no positive signs. Tinnitus and Phelan sign is negative. Normal circulation and normal reflexes. The patient is provided with the order for physical therapy to continue for now. He has been requested that he should provide a physical therapy evaluation from his previous therapist. He doesn't even know where he went. And he has been asked to do that. However, for this month, we'll continue providing pain physical therapy for neck, mid back, lower back, left shoulder, left hip, and both knees. Although the physical findings are not very much, and three times a week. And the MRI has not been done by the patient. He has been requested to do the MRI so that a definitive treatment plan can be created and advised. He's continuously remained disabled, housework and transportation. Although he can walk reasonably well, his maps have been reviewed. And the following medications are provided: Mobic 7.5 times a day for anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach pain, Ultran 50 mg twice a day PRN for pain relief. Elevil 50 mg at night is provided for sleep and GAD disorders and pain relief. Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. The patient will be seen in 1 month's time. Thank you.